Hello, everybody. This is Rafael Davidovich. Welcome to the Explorations Podcast. Today, we will be exploring Perek Mem Zion, Chapter 47 of Tanya. In these chapters in the 40s, the Baal Tanya has been talking about the proper motivation and focus, what we need to concentrate on. In Hebrew, the different forms of kavana, intent, that we should have in our lives. Chapter 47 discusses a very particular form of intent, which is basically the personal Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim, of course, means the exodus from Egypt. And here in this chapter, the author writes that just as there is a mitzvah for every Jew to remember in every generation and literally every day how God took him out of Egypt, so too this should be applied on a personal level. B'chol dor v'dor v'chol yom v'yom, in every generation and every day, a Jew is obligated to remember that he left Egypt. And the personal application of this is that there's a way for a soul to leave the confines of a person's body. Leaving the confines of the body does not mean death, as we usually think of the soul being separated from the body. What it means is the soul is not captive, taken captive by the body. And so that, just like sometimes you can imagine, we've all heard these stories about how certain crime bosses were able to still control their great crime empires even when they were in prison. They were still in full control of everything going on. So too, in a different way, Lahavdil, the Jewish soul is able to be released from the confines of the body, still within the body. And how is this done? This is done in two ways. One way is by doing mitzvos in general. Whenever a Jew is involved in the study of Torah or in doing a mitzvah, he is showing that the soul is not confined by the body, but has been released from the confines of the body. And the second way that this is done is by the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. When a Jew says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one, and you say, our God, what you're doing is that you're saying that there is a bond between a Jew and God that comes not through merit, but through the fact that we are connected to Avram Avinu, our forefather Abraham. And just as Abraham, through his own effort, was able to maintain this powerful connection of being connected and nullified to God's will, so too all Jews have received this ability as an inheritance. And every time we use this phrase in our davening and we say that he is our God, we use the phrase Elokeinu. So that whether we say, for example, on Yom Tov, Atitein lanu Hashem Elokeinu ba'ahava, you have given us yourself with love, meaning you made us your God, that you are now our God, in love. And we also say in the last bracha, in the blessing of Shalom, for asking for peace in the standing prayer, in the Shemona Esrei, we also say, Kibar panecha nosata lanu Hashem Elokeinu, that God, you made us yours, that you are ours. And this is what the Zohar says it means when God says, take me an offering. Even though the verse literally means to take for me, meaning to collect donations to the temple, the Zohar says that this means, take me. God is saying, make me yours. So this is done with intent. And the Baal Tanya writes here in this chapter, all you have to do is want it. If, God forbid, a Jew really didn't want it and rejected this ability, then he could not take advantage of it. But as soon as he wants to, and as soon as he says these words, Hashem Elokeinu, Lord is our God, this connection is made. And this is, Baal Tanya writes, concluding this chapter, this is why the mitzvah of remembering the Exodus every day has been made part of the mitzvah of Shema. Even though they seem to be two entirely separate commandments, one is to recognize that the Lord is our God, the other one is to remember that God took us out of Egypt, they are related in this way, that every Jew has his own personal exodus from Egypt that he engages in when he considers that Hashem is his God. And that is the conclusion of chapter 47. Have a wonderful day.